Hey, everybody, welcome to another Steambox podcast. Today, I am with my homies from Del Sesto Middle School. Homies from Del Sesto Middle School, can you please unmute your microphones for just a moment and say what's up to the world?
What's going on?
Hey. What's going on?
Hey, I like the what's going on, paisano. That's the kind of mood that we're in today. Very cool. I think what's really special and why we appreciate you, world, is because for the first time ever, we've been number one podcast before in education, but never for 6 weeks in a row. So thank you, world, for making us the number one podcast in education for 6 weeks in a row. And thank you to the students at Highlander, to the students at Alvarez, and to the heart and soul of the Steambox podcast, the students at Del Sesto Middle School, because there has been a journey on this particular podcast. So shout out to all of you at Del Sesto Middle School. We really appreciate you. Today, our guest is the leader, the director, the principal of Del Sesto Middle School, Miss Arzenia Gill. Arzenia Gill, hello.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you on. Finally, it's been a long time coming. Our students have a couple of questions for you. I usually jump in and I want to make sure everybody understands that I don't mean to be obnoxious if I cut you off. Sometimes it's just for time's sake. Sometimes it's just so that another person can get a question in. But we're going to start. I'm starting today with Precious and then I'm going to Aiden and then Kenzie. So Precious, what is your first question for Ms. Gill?
Were you like in any other like educator before you were a principal, like a teacher or assistant principal, or you know, like were you
Can
any
you
of those
walk
before
in
you
and become the principal? Is that a thing?
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking that question. So I have been a principal at Del Sesto for the last 7 years, and before that I was an educator at the district. I have worked before at Gilbert Stuart Middle School. I was there for a few years, and then I went to E-Cubed Academy. I was there for a few years as well. For a short time, for a year, I worked at ALP, which used to be Alternative Learning Project. And then also a few months at College Laurel when I actually started teaching. So I've been working as an educator since early 2002. So it's been a long time in education and I love it because of you and the community I work with.
I think you just blew Precious's mind because she's like, I know Carl G. Laurel. Precious, you want to react? Tell us, talk to us.
Oh my God. Okay, because I started Carl G. Laurel in 2015. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God!
Nerding out about your
oh, my God. Laurel. Oh my God! Oh my God! I went there for all the years that I've been there. Oh my! Oh, I'm like I'm having a real spasm attack right now. Oh my!
I gotta tell you, Precious, that's probably the reason we're the number one podcast. I think people to listen to you spaz out sometimes.
Oh my God! Oh my God! People like Mackenzie. Yeah,
Precious, you're wearing the Martha's Vineyard hat. Reminds me to put my hat on. Have you been to Martha's Vineyard?
Yes, it's Martha's Vineyard.
You like Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Miss Gill, with the educator's schedule, do you get to travel? Do you get to do things outside of being a principal?
Yes, I do travel. Most of my travel actually happens outside the country. So I was born in India. I grew up there. My education is all in India until my master's degree. And then I moved to England. Excuse me. I was there for 2 years as an educator there as well. I came to the United States. And so my family is in India and in the UK. So mostly we travel to the UK every other year and close to London, a place called Slough. That's where the family is. So every other year we go and visit, and that's the time the kids see grandparents and other family members, great memories with our travels.
I have so many follow-up questions, but I want to turn it back to the students. I will say, though, that our guest, one of our guests last week on this podcast, was also from India. She's an engineer. And she just casually mentions that she went swimming in Vietnam, in the caves in Vietnam. And we're like, who are you? What is this Batman stuff? Aiden, what's your question for Ms. Gill?
What is the best memory you have whilst being an educator?
The best memory, there are so many memories that are great memories. I think the best memory is always to see students do so well. And when you are an educator, teacher, and then you get to see them doing so well in their future. So it's not a memory. I think it's a reality I can share. One great thing that has happened to me is I was able to hire my high school student as my secretary. I think that's like the highlight of my career so far. And there are many other memories that I have, like just meeting students doing so well. It makes me really, really happy. So that brings a lot of joy. But Miss Angie, my secretary, was my student in high school for 2 years. I was an English teacher.
That's always the dream, watching them succeed, watching them come back, watching them give back. And when they follow in our footsteps, I think sometimes that we did so right. And then sometimes I think we did so wrong. Like, no, don't follow me. Go and do something else. I think that's beautiful. I think that's amazing. And I should point out to the world who's listening that I worked at Del Sesto 20 years ago. And because I am old, I was fresh out of college, but I worked at Del Sesto 20 years ago. And there has been a massive turnaround. And I do say it to Ms. Gill every time I can. Every time, and you probably don't remember this, and that's fine. But I definitely, every time I'm near you, I'm like, this is not the same place that it used to be. Because it was a little bit scary for students at times 20 years ago. It was a little bit tough. It was definitely a rougher place. And I am just really happy to see that they've made such a huge turnaround. And especially to make a specific example, how welcoming it is to non-English speaking students, right? To multilingual students, how welcoming Del Sesto is. So we appreciate you, Ms. Gill. Kenzie, what is your first question on the Steambox podcast?
What encourages you to continue leading these students as the way you do?
Thank you for that question, Kenzie. That's a wonderful question.
Can I interject? She said the way you do. So can you give us a description of how would you describe yourself as a leader? And then back to her question.
How do I describe myself as a leader? I think as a leader, everything you said earlier, Roberto, is important because Del Sesto was a school where people felt like there is no hope, and especially the community. That was the time I felt that as a community member, we needed to do something. And I am also a parent, and I had a degree to be a school principal. And many times we sit back and we look, things happen to our schools, and we have a lot to say. And it's important that we start thinking about what is that we can do to make a difference. So for me, that's something that drives everything I do every day, is how do we make our schools what a community needs? And that's why we have always tried to open up to the community and bring parents in and give them a voice, bring students in and allow them to have a voice. That is the most important piece, because we just cannot have a school that is disconnected to the community, because that's the community we serve. So as a leader, you always have to remember who are the people we are serving and supporting, and we have to be of service to them. And that's the most important thing. So I'm not sure if I answered Kenzie's question. I try to answer yours and Kenzie's at the same time, but she can ask me follow-up question.
Kenzie, do you have a follow-up question?
How did you manage to put all these students in the position that they're in now. Like, a lot of the kids at this school are really intelligent, and I feel like they all went through a rough patch at one point. So how are you helping them to continue the way that they are?
Did you say intelligent?
Yeah.
They always have been intelligent.
Yeah, so they are extremely intelligent, all of them. But how do you help them maintain the way that they are? Like, how do you contribute to that?
So we all have a responsibility. We all have to recognize what that responsibility is. So my responsibility is to make sure that I'm building a team of teachers who have all the information and training and resources that they need, that they can use and be there to provide the education that students need. So we continue to do that. I monitor myself and how can I improve and be better? How can we listen to what our community partners and members, what our students are saying, what the teachers are saying, listen to all of them and come up with things that will help improve and support our students, because not everyone learns the same way. Everyone is different. So it is important to get to know every single student. And we spend a lot of time getting to know our students better. And we also want to hear from our students. Like, you got to talk and say, hey, I am having difficulty in this subject, or I am struggling with technology, or I'm having a bad day and I just need to talk to someone. So I think that piece is the student's responsibility. We try to tell them that you have a voice and you need to speak and you need to tell them. I think if we all understand our responsibilities and what our role is, because the end goal is we want every student to be successful. And for us to be able to do that is we need to hold each other accountable, but it starts with us first. So we have to hold ourselves accountable and then the others around us, just to understand how can we make this better.
Good question, Kenzie. I can't believe Kenzie was nervous before this because she's handling it like a pro. Even though she looks like Carmen Sandiego in the hat and glasses right now, she is handling it like a pro. Ms. Gill, though, to that last point, what's the next step? Like, what's the next thing on your agenda for the school? What's the next thing that the school really needs and doesn't have? What's the next, I guess I already said step, but what's that next step towards success in the school?
So we are moving into a redesign. So there was a redesign that took place in 2016 where we had a plan for three different academies. What we want to do now with this redesign plan is we want to improve and make it better. The district is ready to give us all the support that we need. So we will have a clearer plan development. We will work with partners. We will work with parents and students. And we will come up with a design to move the school forward. Because at the end of the day, we really want students to do well academically. We've done a lot of work around school culture. We have done a lot of work around parent and community engagement. Right now, we just need that little push to move when it comes to student outcomes and how we can improve students' success when it comes to high schools and colleges and careers. So we are doing a lot of work around talking to students about what do you really want to do? Not just colleges, but what do you really want to be when you grow up? So a lot of conversations around that. We are designing programs around that and a lot of cool stuff coming in next year. So stay tuned for more information.
May I introduce you to this group who has heart, brains, soul, comedy, and especially I right now want to introduce you. I'm going to get to Precious's question in a second, but I definitely want to point you to Aiden, who is our resident engineer, but also our problem solver. So if we're looking for problem solving, you have an eighth grader in-house right now who can get to some solutions for you. Aiden, I'm gonna come back to you in just a second for your question, but Precious, what's your next question for Ms. Gill?
At a moment in your life, you know, being the principal, what was the moment that like a student said something or did something? Like when was there a moment where it really just like you took it to heart, where it was like really, you know, it was like really beautiful and
That's a good question. Thank you. So I always think about you, Precious, with all your nice notes when you say such wonderful things and notes, and they're all up on my desk.
What is this? Tell us everything about these notes.
OMG. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm like a really big softy for everybody. I'm just, I can't help myself. But that's really nice.
On my desk.
Precious, she just immediately not only referred to your notes, but showed us your notes. Like, that's real to her. And that's an amazing, it almost seemed like that was a softball question, like you were fishing for that. And I know that you weren't. So that's beautiful. Besides Precious, do you have any moments as an educator that really stood out to you and made this whole thing feel worthwhile?
If I had to name one, there isn't one, but there are so many students who make me proud every single day. I am very proud of my multilingual learners who are here every day, and great personalities. The sweetest thing sometimes, language sometimes can be a barrier, but how the human element and relationships and how we connect sometimes is so big. So if I'm going on a walk and seeing someone, somebody will give me a candy in a classroom. So that's on my desk. I haven't eaten yet. Or if I'll go by, somebody will say, hi, I haven't seen you for a few days. And how was your day today? So it's not always me the first when that happens, but we have amazing students at Del Sesto. And I'm the luckiest principal to have amazing people around me every single day. So I'm not sure if I can give one amazing moment, because there are so many students I see every single day, every year. I am very proud of the students who were at Del Sesto, who were valedictorians, and who are in colleges right now. I feel so proud. They come back and they tell their story, and that makes me that so happy, and this is all worth it. And that's why we're here.
I should tell you, as you referred back to the staff a moment ago, I should tell you that in working with a number of public schools, I haven't seen a staff respond to leadership in the way that your staff responds to you. And I've seen there are some great leaders out there. There are some leaders who need a lot of improvement as well. But literally, I haven't seen a staff mobilize around their leader in the way that they do to you. Do you have a secret to that success with your staff at Del Sesto?
There is no secret. It's all honesty. It's all about being honest and direct with all the staff members. And it's how people take it. Some people don't take it the best way. And some people appreciate it, take feedback, and they work towards improvement. So I think we are left with people. Why we are all here. We are here for the students and the families, and how can we improve? I always hold the students accountable and have conversations with them, and they can tell you that about what is right and how we should be conducting ourselves and how should we be advocating. And our teachers believe the same. So we have a similar belief system when it comes to our parents, families, and community. So that helps. I appreciate my teachers and for everything that they do. Most hardworking folks I've seen, and they always go above and beyond. It's not just the school hours. They always go above and beyond for our students. And especially this year, I've seen people go out of their way and they did before, but more now, just embracing and being there for our families in need. And the community has given us back as well.
I'm not gonna deep dive, because these students have so many questions, but for the world and for the world who might be interested, the world knows that yes, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Yes, Providence schools have had a report written about them that just made everybody stop what they were doing and put all hands on deck. And there's also like union grievances and union contract negotiations going on. And it just must be, again, I'm not going to put a question around it because we can take a whole show about it, but it just must be the most challenging year ever, health-wise, mentally, physically, all of that stuff. Aiden, what's your last question for Ms. Gill?
Hi,
What is something you learned whilst educating that you passed on to other students?
Whilst educating. Very good, Aiden.
I am so proud of you, Aiden. That's a great question. So what have I learned? We reflect all the time. It's important to reflect as an educator, as a leader, especially as a leader, because you have to be able to listen to people. And as you listen more, you learn. You cannot come from a place of ego and being stuck up on something. You have to be open-minded, have a growth mindset, and be able to listen to people and be able to acknowledge if you have not been right. So that happens if you really want to improve and be the best of yourself. You have to have an open mind, a growth mindset, and think about how can I really think about this situation or another situation differently? And could I have handled this a different way? And in the process, did I hurt someone? Or how could I have done this better? So constantly as people, as leaders, we have to constantly think about that and think about the end goal, how we can improve and be our best.
That's so beautiful. And I feel like I'm really seeing here the validity and the depth behind the outside perspective that I've always had with you. And again, I try to articulate it in those tiny interactions that I have with you and coming and going. But I can really see it, especially the way Precious reacted to the validity of the two-way relationship that you have with the student. So yes, she feels a certain way about you enough to hand you a note, but for the principal to actually not just discard it, but to actually have it handy and available, like that really shows that two-way street of a communication. And if that's true for Precious, I imagine that's true for many of your staff members and many of your students as well. I think that's a really beautiful thing. And I really appreciate Aiden's question and your response to it. We're wrapping up soon. Kenzie, our newcomer. Kenzie, can you give us one more question?
Yes. So, voice crack. If you were to undo one thing from your career, what would it be?
Was it undo? Good question. Tricky. Yes. I like it. I like a cut of your jib.
Makes think. I don't know if there was an undo kind of a thing. There have not been any kind of regrets along the way, but I think I always take everything as a learning experience. And as you are moving forward, you continue to think and reflect and change the things. I think more about certain decisions maybe, but not things that may have happened to me. I think over time, as you spend more time listening to the community and students, you often wonder about maybe if I knew this then, I would have made a different decision in terms of students and staff and decisions like that. I think that's like a more spiral kind of learning approach, but there hasn't been anything big or huge that I think I could undo as such. But a lot of times you think about certain decisions you make when you're moving forward. And then you weigh in and you think, what are the pros and cons? And as leaders, you have to do a lot of that. And you have to think about, if I make this decision, what would be the outcome? And what helps keep us centered is what is best for our students. And sometimes you have to select this student and this student and this student, right? So there is always not one right answer. And in the process, you end up hurting a lot of people. So those are the things you think about. Those are the struggles in decision-making as a leader that you go through. But again, you try your best to make the best decisions for the larger student community. And that's what guides you to move forward.
I completely agree. And if I was taking a shot at your question, Kenzie, I would tell you about a student who was older than some of the other students in the building. And he was a bit of a predator where he was inappropriate with some of the younger students who were of the other gender. And I really disliked that student because of that. And I kept that student kind of away and at bay, almost like this is a bad person. And when I noticed that the rest of the staff treated that student in the same way, because yeah, the student's a jerk, right? Like, so we all treated the student like he's a jerk. Then I realized, shame on me. And I wonder how much of that perception, the idea of this student being a jerk, is because he didn't have a mentor, because that student didn't have somebody who could really help them and work with them. And since then, I've taken every opportunity that the students who probably I would want to keep the furthest away, I pull the closest in and I show the most love to. And, you know, those are areas where as educators, we learn, we see you and we want to work with you, but none of us, even all the kind words that I said about Miss Gill, none of us are perfect. And we all have room for growth. So we're all going to make those mistakes. And please bear with us as we adjust to you. Precious, I gave you a couple minutes to sit in it and stew in it. Can you give us a reaction to your principal having those notes just handy?
Oh, my God. I was just, oh, my God. I have no words. I'm just like, she had me crying and happy. And I don't know. She just got me beaming on the inside. I'm like, I can't show it right now because I'm like really tired. But like, I'm just booming. I'm just like really.
Right before you came in the room, I asked the students, when was the last time that they got goosebumps or were brought to tears? And Precious was like, never, never. Nothing gets me that excited.
And now this is the new, I got a new answer. It's this right here, right now. I'm like very appreciative.
Ms. Gill, how does that make you feel to have that effect on people's lives?
I don't know. I think it works both ways, right? It's every day I look forward to coming and seeing my students. Every day I look forward to coming in and seeing my staff. And it's like another family away from home. And I don't have any family, guys, by the way, here in Rhode Island. It's me, my husband, and my two daughters. And all other family members are overseas. And even friends, like right now, you have friends you grew up with. I'm not in the, you know, the country I grew up with. And my friends in college, high school, they are in India, right? And then here I am. So this is like home away from home and family outside. So I appreciate it very much. And I'm truly, truly grateful for each one of you.
Please please say hi to Freddie for me. You might have to remind him who I am. Can you tell us where should we go to find out more about your work? Should we go to find out more about your work? Does Del Sesto have an Instagram page? Is there a website or an article that you want to point us to?
Yes, we have Instagram. Mostly we use Facebook, and we have a website too. And Twitter, please follow us on Twitter. Also, one more thing, when you talk about the John Hopkins report, one thing I want everyone to know, it was a terrible report, but Del Sesto got a shout out for its positive culture and community. So we must be doing something right. And then, of course, we have a lot more work to do, and we are ready to move forward and do that work. We are here for our students and families, and please follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Last question. You talked about two children. You talked about I mentioned Freddie, your husband. Do you have any shout outs that you want to give outside of family? Or is there somebody that you want to shout out, somebody that while you're on our podcast, you want to give a salute to?
So shout out to my assistant principal during assistant principal week, appreciation week, Becky Del Barone. She is on leave and recovering at home from a surgery. So shout out to her for being an amazing, amazing assistant principal and partner during this crazy, crazy school year. And also my former assistant principal, Rebecca Filomeno. She's amazing. And we've done great work together. She is the MLO manager at the district now for middle schools. And I'm so proud of her for all the work she's doing for our community. These ladies, great work. They go above and beyond for our families and community.
They are actually, they're also both friends of mine, like Freddie. So say hi to Becky for me. And you all should know that your former vice principal, is the reason that Steambox, she started the process of Steambox and trying to give student voice. Not, she didn't start Steambox. She started the process of Steambox with Del Sesto. So this collaboration is in many ways due to Ms. Filomeno. So we definitely appreciate her. My Steambox students and Ms. Gill, if y'all can unmute your microphones and please say peace out to the world.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah.
Out.
Kenzie, I need to learn your sign off. Is it like one of my students says, get a taco? I don't know what your sign off's going to be. We'll work on it. Peace out, world.